From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The venue was a gilded 19th century concert hall in Brussels. The event, a speech by President George W. Bush, the keynote address of his five-day trip to Europe. In it, Mr. Bush scolded Russia for rolling back democratic reforms. He called on Syria to pull its troops out of Lebanon, and he urged Europe to move beyond sometimes bitter disagreements with the U.S. over Iraq. This is the first overseas trip of the president's second term. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report.
If the president's first term was marked by discord with longtime allies because of the Iraq War, this trip is aimed at patching things up and about focusing on shared goals and interests.
Our strong friendship is essential to peace and prosperity across the globe. And no temporary debate, no passing disagreement of governments, no power on earth will ever divide us.
Speaking before an invitation-only audience, the president noted in a single line that some European nations joined the fight to liberate Iraq, while others did not. He followed that by saying all nations now have an interest in the success of a free and democratic Iraq, and he stressed it's vital that the Iraqi people know the world stands with them. The single largest portion of Mr. Bush's speech today dealt with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He described the U.S.-European role this way.
Our greatest opportunity and immediate goal is peace in the Middle East. After many false starts and dashed hopes and stolen lives, a settlement of the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians is now within reach.
The president pledged full U.S. commitment, again calling for the creation of a Palestinian state. He said Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas must crack down on terrorist groups and fight corruption. And the president had this message for Israeli leaders.
A successful Palestinian democracy should be Israel's top goal as well. So Israel must freeze settlement activity, help Palestinians build a thriving economy, and ensure that a new Palestinian state is truly viable, with contiguous territory on the West Bank.
Also in the Middle East, Lebanon and Syria have been in the international spotlight since the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri 1 week ago. Without blaming Syria directly, the United States used that event to renew calls for Syria to withdraw its 14,000 troops from Lebanon. In the speech today, the president said Syria must end its occupation. And in a joint U.S.-French statement, the two countries declared their support for a free, independent, and democratic Lebanon and their support of a U.N. investigation into Hariri's death. The president touched on a long list of issues in this speech. On Russia, he said it's important to push for democratic reforms in the wake of moves by President Vladimir Putin to limit press freedoms and to consolidate his own power.
We must always remind Russia, however, that our alliance stands for a free press, a vital opposition, the sharing of power, and the rule of law. And the United States and all European countries should place democratic reform at the heart of their dialogue with Russia.
The president meets with Putin on Thursday of this week in Slovakia. Between now and then, it's sessions with leaders of European Union and NATO countries. Tonight, Mr. Bush held a working dinner with French President Jacques Chirac, one of his strongest critics regarding Iraq. But in a brief appearance before reporters, the men sat side by side, smiling and laughing like old friends. It was a carefully presented moment in which each talked deliberately about how much they have in agreement and in common, even if they occasionally have some big differences of opinion. Don Gagne, NPR News, Brussels.